Hallelujah. 奉主耶稣圣名, 跟大家问好。
Hallelujah. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I greet you all.
愿主耶稣的恩惠, 平安, 常常与大家同在。
May the peace and the grace of the Lord always be with you.
今天晚上继续来谈谈神国里的妙道。
Tonight, we will continue to study the topic, the amazing truth in the kingdom of God.
神国的道理常常都是跟世界的道理相反的。
And the truth in the kingdom of God is often opposite from the teachings in this world.
当你眼睛被打开，才会看见神国的道理的奇妙。
And only when your eyes are open will you see the amazing truth in the kingdom of God.
讲道的时候，常常把一些相反的事情放在一起来讲。
And when our Lord Jesus was preaching, he often flipped a lot of things.
让我们不是 flip，这是好像两样事情 contradict，矛盾的，但是放在一起来讲。
He often said things that were contradicting.
但是其实没有矛盾。
But there was no contradiction.
像我们最近学习过的神国的妙道。
So recently we have been studying the amazing truth in the kingdom of God.
你要成为高，你就先要降低。
So when you want to be high, you must first lower yourself.
低的就成为高。
And when you are low, you will become high.
高的自己就成为低的。
And when you are high, you will become low.
我们有讲到说，在前的要掉到后面去。
And the first shall be the last.
但是呢，主耶稣又说了，如果你很后面，可能你会跑到很前面。
But our Lord Jesus says that if you are last, you may be first.
我们也读到，在圣经里面，主耶稣有讲，当你很少东西的时候，其实在神眼中很多啊。
And our Lord Jesus says that when it seems like you have very little, but in the eyes of God, you have many.
但是有人很多了，其实是很贫穷。
But it may seem that you have a lot, but you are actually very poor.
主耶稣也有讲到，如果你想保留生命，你就一定会丧失生命。
And our Lord Jesus said, if you want to keep your life, you will surely lose it.
如果你丧失生命，你就不能保存生命。
And if you are to lose your life, then you may be able to keep it.
这些东西听起来好像是矛盾。
And these things sound very contradicting.
其实是隐藏着极大的真理在里面。
But actually, there is a hidden, amazing truth in it.
那我们今天晚上再讲一点。
So today we will study another point.
我们来讲讲主耶稣在路加福音第8章18节所说的一句话。
We are going to study what our Lord Jesus said in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 8.
请打开路加8章18节。
Let us turn to Luke chapter 8, verse 18.
18节，所以你们应当小心怎么样听，因为凡有的还要加给他，凡没有的，连他自以为有的也要夺去。
Verse 18, therefore take heed how you hear, for whoever has, to him more will be given, and whoever does not have, even what he seems to have, will be taken from him.
这也跟我们一般的想法或是社会所做的事有点不太一样。
And this is very different from what our society knows.
一般的想法就是我们要公平嘛。
What we often know is that we have to be fair.
你那么多,
you have a lot.
你那么少,
and you have very little.
那我把你多的, 你要跟那个小的分呢?
But if you have a lot, you must share with those who do not have many.
这样子看才公平啊。
And if you do this, then it is fair.
没有理由你那么多了，你还要更多。
It doesn't make sense that if you have a lot, then you want even more.
怎么可能把那个少的还抢过来给那个更多的？
You cannot take from those who have less than you and give it to yourself.
这个我们人想起来好像很不公平。
We seem to think that this is not fair.
我们知道全世界全宇宙谁最公平？
But who is the most fair in this whole world?
神最公平。
God is the most fair.
但是神的公平跟我们所想的公平不太一样。
But the fairness of God is different than the fairness that we know.
神的公平呢，就是如果你有，还要加给你。
The fairness of God is that if you have it, God will give you more.
如果你没有，连你剩下一点点的，或是你自己以为有的，都抢过来给那个有的。
But if you do not have, then whatever you don't have will be taken away from you.
这个跟我们一般的想法不一样。
And this is very different than what we usually think.
好了，那主耶稣在什么的这个背景之下讲了这句话呢？
So in what type of situation did our Lord Jesus say this?
其实啊，这个是借着主耶稣从第9节开始所讲的撒种的比喻里面所讲的。
And this is actually related to what starts in verse 9, and it is the parable of the sower.
主耶稣讲了，天国好像一个人去撒种。Our
Lord Jesus says that the kingdom of heaven is likened to one who is to sow seeds.
我们今天不是讲这个比喻，但是我相信大家早都听过了。And
today we are not studying this parable, but I'm sure many all of you have already heard it.
神的道理好像种子一样。
And And the word of God is like a seed.
每个人的心好像一块田。
And everybody's heart is like a field.
每个人所产生的效果不一样。
And every result that you have will be different.
就好像我们夏天的时候在种菜、种水果、种花。
For example, when you are planting flowers or fruits or vegetable in the summer.
你同样的种子放在不同人的家里，长出来的效果不一样。
Each seed that goes into the ground of every person's house, the result and growth will be different.
土地不一样。
That is because the field and dirt is different.
有好几种呢，根本没有结果。
And many do not even bear fruit.
但是最后一种啊，好土地啊，就结了很多倍很多倍。
But the last ground, which is good, bared a lot of good food.
那这个比喻我们早都听过了。
We have already heard this parable before.
主耶稣还来补充了，就是接下来讲的这几句话。
And our Lord Jesus continues to add on to what he was saying.
就是第16节到第18节。
Which is in verse 16 to verse 18.
第一，你要点灯，放在灯台上，没有人放在下面的。
First, he says, when you light a lamp, you have to put it on top. Nobody hides it.
接下来呢，第18节就说了，你要小心怎么听。
And in verse 18, it says, be careful how you hear.
为什么主耶稣说小心怎么样听？
So why does our Lord Jesus say, take heed how you hear?
因为我们有时候听错了。
Because sometimes we may misunderstand.
我们有时候用自己的想法去听道理。
Sometimes we use our own thinking to take in what the sermon is saying.
我们的想法是什么呢？
So what is our thinking?
没信主就赶快信主嘛。
We think that if we do not believe in God, then we have to quickly come to believe.
信了主了，好像拿了天国的门票，等上飞机啊，等去天国移民。
And once you come to believe, then you have already obtained the golden ticket to go into heaven.
啊，真的安安稳稳的坐稳船了，准备没问题了。
And you feel that you are on a very smooth sailing ship and that you are good to go.
我已经得救了。And
you have already been saved.
结果呢，慕道的时候还比较热心，信了主之后呢，反而少来教会，有一些。But
many times when you are still true seeking, you are more fervent than after you come to believe.
要是刚信主的时候很热心，信了几十年呢，那走了样。
Or in the beginning, when you first believe, you are very fervent, but afterwards you are not.
一开始呢是一个好土地，还有一点果子。
And in the beginning, you are a good soil, and you will bear fruit.
信了久了，什么果子都没有。But
after you have believed for a long time, you do not bear any fruit.
所以主耶稣特别讲这个第十八节这句话。So
our Lord Jesus says, verse 18.
要小心听。He
says, take heed how you hear.
神国里面啊，不是说啊，大家平分一下，大家都一样，大家都很公平。
Because in the kingdom of God, not everything is fair and given equally.
在神国里面呢，是如果你有了，还要再加给你。
In the kingdom of God, if you have, more will be given to you.
如果你没有的话，你原来剩一点点，都要把你拿走。And
if you do not have, even what it seems you have will be taken away from you.
到底这个有是指什么？So
what is this have?
那当然第一点，这是指着追求真理上面。So
that is the first point, and that is that we have to seek the truth.
当然你要追求真理，你有追求到神的话语，你有了，你这个心啊，神就更加给你。
And of course, you have to seek for the truth, and God will show it to you.
因为如果你没有这个心呢，没有想要学，神就把你剩下一点点，可能都拿走。
Because even if you do not try to seek, God will take it away from you.
我们看马太福音第13章，其实是同一件事情。
And let us turn to Matthew chapter 13, verse 12, where it is recording the same.
啊，马太福音第13章。
Matthew chapter 13.
主耶稣在讲这个撒种的比喻之前，讲了几句话。And
before our Lord Jesus said the parable of the sower, he said a few words.
从第10节读到第13节。We'll
start from verse 10 to verse 13.
请读。Verse
10. And the disciples came and said to him, why do you speak to them in parables? 11. He answered and said to them, because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. 12. For whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. 13. Therefore, I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand.
主耶稣啊，常常讲道理的时候用讲故事的，就是一种比喻方式。
And often our Lord Jesus tells stories in the way of parables.
他用撒种的比喻。 那几种不同的土地来讲明人心对神的道理的领受不一样。And
he uses the parable of the sower and different types of soil to represent the different types of heart that hears sermons.
但是门徒就问耶稣了，为什么你讲话不能直接一点呢？要老是转弯抹角啊，转故事。
But the disciples say, "Why do you speak in parables and you don't tell us directly?"
啊，有人说了，道理都道理嘛，开门见山，讲什么讲什么，为什么要兜兜转转呢？
Some people say you just have to say it straight up. Why do you make turns and curves?
啊，门徒有时候都听不懂，好像听得懂，但是又听不懂。
And many times it's like we understand, but we also don't truly understand.
那个故事听得懂，但是教训听不懂。
We may understand the story, but we do not understand the meaning behind it.
那主耶稣就说了，十一节。
So our Lord Jesus says, verse 11,
天国的奥秘只叫你们知道，不叫他们知道。
He said, because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven and not for them.
你们是谁？
So who is you?
你们就是那些门徒啊。
And you, he is referring to the disciples.
跟主耶稣很亲近的。
They are the ones who are close to Lord Jesus.
很想知道。
And they truly want to know.
很想要学。
And they really want to learn.
所以主耶稣讲了比喻。
So that is why our Lord Jesus said, spoke in parables.
那如果门徒很有心要学，谦卑了，来问耶稣，来求耶稣讲多一点。
So if the disciples had the heart to learn, that they would come and ask Jesus to tell them and explain.
那主耶稣就会解释更多。
So then our Lord Jesus would continue to explain more.
也会感动他们，打开他们的心。
And he will also move them and open up their hearts.
那对于他们呢？他们是谁啊？
So who is the them that is referred to here?
文士啊，法利赛人啊，或者是一般的犹太人啊。
That would be the common Jews, the scribes, and the Pharisees.
他们呢，虽然懂得圣经一点，
even though they understand the Bible more,
但是他们没有心要学。
But they do not have the heart to learn more.
心中很骄傲。
And they are very proud in their hearts.
觉得自己懂。
And they believe that they understand.
其实一点都不懂。
But actually, they do not understand.
所以主耶稣说了，有的而加给他。
So our Lord Jesus says, if you know, more will be given to you.
没有的，原来有的都拿走。
But if you do not have them, even what you have will be taken.
好了，那我如果是从真理的角度来看的话
，So if we are looking at this in the perspective of the truth,
我们是哪一种听到的人呢
？What type of sermon listeners are we？
我们都只有坐在会堂听道理，都读圣经。
All of us sit in the chapel to listen to sermon, and we all read the Bible.
但是我们在神面前有没有一颗很渴慕、很想要学、很谦卑的心啊？
But in the eyes of God, do we have a humble heart and are we truly wanting to know and learn more?
啊，如果你有这种心，
if we do have this type of heart,
主耶稣会加给你更多。
Then the Lord Jesus will give you more.
主耶稣会让你听得更懂。
And he will help you to understand.
主耶稣会让你更有造就，感越听到你越感动。
And with every sermon that you listen to, you will be more edified.
啊，有些人在抄笔记啊。
And many people are taking notes.
啊，回去还可以再看再想。
So that when they go home, they can look at these notes and reflect upon it.
有些人回去在网上再听一次。
And some go home and listen online again.
一篇道理听两三次，我在思考，我在学。
And every sermon, they will listen a few times so that they can learn more.
这个就是有。
And this means that they have.
有就会加给他更多。
And if they have, then more will be given to them.
但是如果你觉得你听了也没有什么。
But if you are listening and you feel that you're not hearing anything,
没有这种心要去学，
and you don't have this heart to learn,
啊，可能原来有的都被拿走了。
Then whatever you may have had is already taken away.
我们来看《使徒行传》的十六节，十六章。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 16.
啊，十六章十四节。
Acts chapter 16, verse 14.
十六章，《使徒行传》十六章十四节。
Acts chapter 16, verse 14. Verse 14. Now a certain woman named Lydia heard us. She was a seller of purple from the city of Thyatira, who worshipped God. The Lord opened her heart to heed the things spoken by Paul.
好，这里告诉我们呢，教会使徒啊，他们把福音传到腓立比。
And here it tells us that the apostles preached to the place called Philippi.
腓立比在今天的土耳其。
And Philippi is in the Turkey of today.
啊，土耳其这个国家很特别，它在欧洲跟亚洲的那个交界点。
And Turkey is very interesting because it is between Europe and Asia.
啊，没有一条桥在那一边。
And there is a bridge there.
啊，你过了这个桥了，就从亚洲到欧洲了。
And when you cross this bridge, then you are in Europe.
啊，以前没有桥，他们坐船。
And before they didn't have a bridge, so they would take the boat.
啊，保罗在梦里面呢，圣灵跟他说啊，你要去。这个腓立比那边啊，传福音呢。
So in a vision, Paul was spoken to, and he was told to go to Philippi to preach the gospel.
腓立比是属于马其顿。
And Philippi is in Macedonia.
好，那么他们过去算是到了欧洲的第一站。
And this was their first stop when they got to Europe.
之前他们传教都在亚洲。
And before they were
中亚。
And before they were preaching in
Asia Minor.
Asia Minor.
好了，现在呢？ 第一站去到欧洲。
So now their first stop, they are in Europe.
要找谁来传？
So who are they going to preach to?
哇，都是外邦人。
And they are to preach to the Gentiles.
要过了一个新的州了，欧洲了。
Because now they are in a new land.
结果神安排很奇妙。
So the planning of God is very miraculous.
第一个欧洲的基督徒是一个女人，是一个妇人。
The first Christian in Europe was a woman.
她是一个犹太人的妇人。
And she was the wife of a Jew.
啊，她叫吕迪亚。
And her name was Lydia.
她的工作是卖布匹的。
And her work is that she sells purple cloth.
啊，这个身份地位应该还不错，家庭背景应该不错。
And it seems like her background and status is very well.
啊，生意人啊，做生意的。
And she is a woman who does business.
啊，还有呢，卖这个紫布匹，紫布匹是很贵的，当时的颜色是用来君王啊、有钱人才穿得起。
And at that time, only kings and the rich will wear the color purple.
啊，那这个吕迪亚呢，她本来就是守安息日，因为她是犹太人，在河边呢聚会守安息日。
So Lydia was already worshiping by the riverside, so she already believed.
那这个保罗啊，刚好经过那条河边呢，就看到吕迪亚还有几个犹太人在那边守安息。So
Paul was passing by, and he saw Lydia and others worshiping the and observing the Sabbath.
保罗就跟他讲到了。So
Paul preached to her.
就跟我们在非洲常常都很相似啊，有时候不晓得跟谁讲啊，去到这个地方有人就跟他讲。
And this is very similar to when we are preaching in Africa because we don't know who we will be preaching to until we see them.
有时候在巴士上面跟人家讲。
Many times we often preach on the bus.
还是在市场上面跟人家讲。
Or we preach in the market.
你都不知道跟谁讲，但是神会带领你。
And we don't know who we are preaching to, but God will always guide us.
保罗碰到这个吕迪亚跟他讲的时候呢，奇妙的事就发生了。
So when Paul preached to Lydia, something very miraculous happened.
这里说记载啊，他本身是一个敬拜神的人。
Here it said she was one who worshipped God already.
然后呢，她听了。And
when she heard.
好了，关键是什么？
What is the main point?
关键不是保罗很会讲。The
main point is not that Paul is very good at preaching.
关键是神打开了他的心呢。But
the main point is that God opened up her heart.
那为什么神会打开他的心呢？So
why did God open up her heart?
因为她很谦卑。That
is because she was very humble.
她很虔诚。And
she is very fervent.
她很想知道。
And she truly wanted to know.
她也很单纯。
And she was also very innocent.
好，你单纯，你谦卑，你有信心，神就打开你的心。
So she is pure and humble, and she wanted to know. Then God opened up her heart.
这能够接受，这能够留心听，英文叫 respond 啊，有反应，有反应。
And so here it says that she responded.
这是最好的状态。
And that is the best case scenario.
你听了神的话。
When you hear the word of God.
有听进去。
You have heard it.
因为神把你的心打开。
And you have taken it in because God has opened up your heart.
然后听了之后有反应。
And when you have heard it, you're responding.
今天我们很多时候有听，但是没进去。
Many times today we are hearing, but we have not taken it in.
啊，听啊，好像听唱歌一样。
We are listening just as if we are listening to a song.
或者是心没有打开。
And we have not opened up our hearts.
啊，你上面讲的很刺耳啊，都在讲我，都在针对我，我很讨厌。
You listen to it and you believe that it is targeting you and you don't like to listen to it.
或者是哎呀，随便讲讲了，那个不是你讲这样了。Or
you often say you're just randomly preaching and it's not this case.
你心没有打开啊。You
have not opened up your heart.
如果你的心打开。Because
if you truly opened up your heart.
所以就是说了，你有都加给你更多。Then
our Lord Jesus said you will have more added on to what you already have.
让你的心打开啊，对神的道有反应。
So that he will open up your heart so that you are responding and taking heed to the words of God.
有了就嫁给你更多。
And what you have, more will be given.
有一个姐妹啊，她在生活当中遇到很大的困难。
There was a sister who had met great difficulties in her life.
家庭里面有很大的压力。
And there was a lot of pressure in her family.
跟婆婆公公相处也不好。
And she did not have a good relationship with her in-law.
跟先生的感情又不好。
And she did not have a good relationship with her husband.
几个孩子把她弄得非常烦。
And then she had children who often annoyed her.
她已经快受不了了，快爆炸的感觉。And
she could no longer handle it.
她觉得这样子我快受不了，我信心快变零了，快没有了。And
she felt that she could no longer handle it, and her faith is going to turn to zero.
平常很忙，也没有什么好好的机会，都在忙小孩。And
many times she cannot focus on listening to sermons because she is always working on her children.
家人的很多的问题啊，让她心中很多苦啊，很多毒啊。
And there is a lot of problems in her life where there is a lot of poison surrounding her.
她觉得她快不行了。
So she feels like she can no longer handle this.
她看到这个 教会的广告就是要办那个成人神训班。
But she saw the church advertising that there was going to be a national adult theological seminar.
飞去美国参加。
So she would fly to the States to attend.
她跟她老公讲，我机票已经买了，我要离开一个星期，我不管你们。
And she told her husband, I already booked my ticket and I'm going to go to attend.
你们自己吃什么都好，反正我这个礼拜我要休息。
You can figure out what you want to eat, but for this week I'm going to take a rest.
你把孩子自己顾好。
And you watch over the children.
我要去参加神训班。
I'm going to attend the seminar.
他先生看到他那么决心了，也不阻止他。
And her husband saw how determined she was and decided not to stop her.
从来没有参加这种神训班。
And she has never attended the seminars before.
去到那边呢，好好认真祷告。
But when she was there, she prayed very fervently.
头几天觉得很辛苦，哇，整天聚会。
And in the beginning, she thought it was very difficult because she's listening to sermons every day.
但是过了几天之后。
But after a couple days.
神的话语开始进去他的心里面。
The word of God started to go into her heart.
他突然间讲到，好像是每一个传道，不同的传道讲的课都在针对他来讲。
And she felt that it didn't matter which preacher was teaching, but it often targeted and was talking about her.
她以前不觉得自己也做了什么不对。
And before she didn't think she did anything wrong.
她以前都觉得别人不对。
And before she always thought that other people were wrong.
但是经过一个礼拜的听道理，神打开她的心。
But after 1 week of listening to sermons, God opened up her heart.
神让她对道理有反应。
And God allowed her to respond to these sermons.
她想到自己很多的亏欠。
And so she felt that she had fallen short.
她跟神的关系已经离开很远。
And she felt that her relationship with God was very far away.
她说我要先修补我跟神的关系。
And she wanted to fix this relationship with God.
我要先把神放我生命当中的首位。
So she wanted to put God as the first priority in her life.
这样子之后呢，神就加给她更多力量恩典。
And afterwards, God gave her a lot of strength.
让她回去有力量可以改变。
So that she had the strength to be able to change when she returned home.
当然了，之后很多情况都有改善。
And of course, afterwards, things changed.
所以神的话真的是美好的。
So the word of God is truly miraculous.
你有心要追求，要谦卑学习，神就给你更多。
If you have the heart and you humble yourself to listen to it, then God will give you more.
还有呢，他会给你更多体验。
And God will give you more experiences.
因为真理呢是跟体验有关系。
Because the truth is related to experience.
你是可以实行出来的，可以体验到的。
It is something that you are able to experience.
不是理论。
It is not just theory.
理论很无聊啊，听，跟我什么关系？
Because theory is very boring and you won't feel like it applies to you.
圣经不是理论。
But the Bible is not just a theory.
甚至每一个道理都可以应用在我们的生活当中。
But every single teaching in the Bible can be applied to our life.
这可以用得到的。
And it is something that we can use.
哎呀，这个你有了，这位神就加给你更多啊。
So when you have, God will give more to you.
像我们最近这个圣经进度啊，读经进度。
So recently in our Bible reading plan.
你要好好的在家里跟着这个进度读。
You have to follow along and read at home.
神就加给你更多。
Then God will give you more.
让你更明白，更有体验。
And He will help you to understand and to experience.
好了，那如果没有的呢？原来有一点点都拿走。
But if you do not have, then what you did have will be taken away.
好，我们看《帖撒罗尼迦后书》二章十节。
Let us turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 10.
帖撒罗尼迦后书二章十节。
2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 10. Verse 10. And with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved.
第十一节。
Verse 11. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie.
这里告诉我们了，为什么有人听道理啊，听来听去都听不进去，都没有办法明白，没有办法相信。
Here it tells us the reason why it doesn't matter how many sermons one listens to, sometimes they do not accept it and listen.
为什么呢？
And why is this?
因为有一些人呢，他没有爱真理的心。
That is because they do not yearn for the truth.
他们对真理没有渴慕。
They do not seek for the truth.
或者是呢，明明有真理，知道真理，但是不按照真理去信去行。
And even if they do know the truth, they do not follow it.
好了，那神就说好，那既然你不爱真理，我就任凭你了。
So God says, if you do not believe in the truth, then I will make it.
甚至第十一节说哦，这里说神还会给你一个生发错误的心。
So in verse 11, it also says God will give them a strong delusion.
什么叫 delusion 啊？什么叫就是那种被迷惑了。
So a strong delusion means that you are to be led astray.
因为你很想骗嘛，你不想真理，不想信服真理。
Because you want to be lied to and you do not want to believe in the truth.
你想听别人的谎言吗？
And you want to listen to the deception of others.
你想听这个世界的谎言吗？
And do you want to listen to the deception of this world?
神说，那就给你一个生发错误的心。
So if you do, then God will give you a strong delusion.
这个是很恐怖的。
And this is very dangerous.
神已经放弃你了。
That means God has already given up on you.
你屡劝不改，神就说好，那你要错误，你就一直错误到底吧。
Because if you are very strong and you do not want to change, then God will give you a strong delusion so that you are on the wrong path.
不是神真的是想我们灭亡。
God does not want us to perish.
但是你选择这条路，神就让你一直去了。
But if this is the path that you have chosen, then God will allow you to continue down this wrong path.
你看文士法利赛人。
So look at the scribes and the Pharisees.
主耶稣每天在他们眼前出现。
Every day, our Lord Jesus appeared in front of them.
讲道理讲得那么清楚。
And he has spoken very clear gospels.
明讲、暗讲、直接讲、间接讲。
He has told them directly and indirectly.
骂的也有，劝的也有。
And he has rebuked them and he has also encouraged them.
他们就是不接受啊。
But they did not accept it.
好，那就给他生发错误的心。
So then God gave them a strong delusion.
让他们沉沦了。
So that they are in the wrong path.
这个有时候想想啊，这个不一定是指着那个慕道者不信的啦，或者是啊跟神没有关系的人。
So this is not only talking about the true seekers or those who do not believe in God.
有时候是我们自己信徒啊。
Sometimes it is talking about our members ourselves.
我们也可能也听过。
Maybe we have heard this before.
有时候在教会也听说，哎，某一些工人呢被迷惑了，传那些异端啊，或者是不是很纯正的道理啊。
Sometimes we may hear that some holy workers in our church has been preaching heresies and they are not on the right path.
教会派人去劝他，你不要这样传，教会没有这样同意，大家没有这种共识，不是合乎共心之道理，不要这样去传。
And when the church tells them to not spread these heresies because it is wrong and the church did not send this.
哦，他们不听，有一些很骄傲。
Some are very proud and they do not listen.
还跟教会作对。
And they often go up against the church.
慢慢就生发错误的心就出来了。And
very soon they have a strong delusion of wrong.
有一些信徒呢还会拥戴这些工人。And
some members still go and follow these workers.
教会也劝他们不要这样子。And
the church tells them and tells them to not follow them.
但是到后来了，他们也被骗了。
But in the end, they are often lied to.
在使徒时代有发生这种事。And
this has happened in the apostolic time.
今天也可能有发生这种事。And
it may also happen today.
所以主耶稣说啊，我们要小心自己啊，不要失去这个真理。So
our Lord Jesus tells us to be very careful that we do not lose the truth.
我们看约翰一书的第二章18节。Let
us turn to 1 John chapter 2 verse 18.
约翰一书二章的18、19节。
1 John chapter 2 verse 18 to 19. 1 John chapter 2 verse 18 and 19. 18. Little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour.
约翰长老说啊，末时就是主耶稣要来之前。
And here, Elder John tells us that this is the last hour, which is the time before our Lord Jesus comes.
约翰那个时候以为说末时也差不多到了。And
at that time, Elder John thought the end days was here.
因为教会里面呢出现一些敌基督的人。Because
in the church there appeared the Antichrist.
我们也想说敌基督了，一定是那个啊其他宗教的啦，那杀基督徒的人啊。
And we often think that the Antichrist is those who are against Christians and those who persecute Christians.
或者集权国家啊，那些逼迫教会的人。
Or those who are coming after the Christians.
但是你看圣经，这个敌基督是指谁？
But who is the Antichrist?
第19节。
Verse 19.
约翰说呢，这个敌基督是从我们中间出来的。
Here in verse 19, it says that they came out from us.
就是原来是教会的一份子。
So what this means is that they were a part of the church before.
原来是信徒,
and before they were members.
原来甚至是跟工人、传道、使徒、长老,
and before they were elders and deacons and preachers.
这是后来呢,被迷惑了,
but after they have been led astray and they lost the truth.
讲一些不合乎道理的事情,
and they speak things that are not according to the truth.
所以这里19节说, 从我们中间出去, 但是已经不属于我们的了。
So here in verse 19, it says that they went out from us and now they are not part of us.
这个就是我们要特别要小心。
So this is something that we have to be very careful about.
我们有时候在网上看到，你不要以为说每一个True Jesus Church的那个Facebook啊网站啊都是我们真耶稣教会的网站。
We should not look online and think that every single website that is labeled True Jesus Church belongs to our church.
有一些它从我们教会分裂出去的。
Some are is a group that left and broke off from our church.
但是还是用我们的名字去传，去非洲啊，去哪里啊？
But they are still using the name True Jesus Church to preach to Africa.
有一些还用我们教会的名字来募款。
And they are still using the name True Jesus Church to accept offerings.
那我们温哥华这边可能没有这个问题啊。 但是别的地方有这个问题。
And so in Vancouver we may not have this problem, but in other places there is this issue.
有些信徒私底下说，来来来，你支持我，我们去非洲传教，你们要捐一点钱给我们。
Some members tell other members and say, you have to give us some money and offering so that we can go preach in Africa.
那个户口也不是教会的，是他自己的。
But the account that the money goes into is not the church's; it is his own.
因为他原来那些小已经从分裂出去的。
Because they are already part of the group that has left the church.
不是属教会的。
And they are not part of our church.
所以这个要很小心。
So we have to be very careful.
不要被骗。
That we are not being lied to.
在末世这个时候，我们要对真教会的五大教义、十大信仰要非常的清楚，非常的根基要打稳。
Because at the end days, we have to know our 10 basic beliefs and 5 doctrines very well.
我们看希伯来书的2章第1节。
Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1.
2章第1节.
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away.
这里圣经警告我们了。
Here the Bible warns us.
你不要以为听了道理、信了主啊，这个道理就会一直留在心里面。
Do not think that even if you listen to the sermons and you have believed in God, that the gospel, that the truth will stay with you.
如果我们不小心听,
if we are not careful with what we hear,
就是说郑重所听的道理,
if we do not heed and put and give more earnest to the things that we have heard,
什么叫郑重所听的道理?
What does it mean to be more earnest?
我以前听了这个道理，我接受这个道理，很宝贵啊，我要好好理解，放在心里。
It means that for what we have heard, we have tried to understand it, and we want to keep it in our heart.
好，如果你没有好好保守住，
but if we do not hold on to this truth,
你就会随流失去，
then you will drift away.
像这个图片呢，这只船，
just like the photo, which is a boat.
啊，如果这只船没有用条绳啊绑住在岸上的一块石头啊，或一根木头啊。
If this boat is not anchored by a string on and tied to the shores,
哦，那个海浪啊，风啊吹啊，它就会drift啊，就会被飘走了。
Then when the winds and the waves come, this boat will slowly start to drift away.
我们今天有一些信徒啊，我们活在世界上面，被世界的思想影响。
And many members today are affected by the thoughts of this world.
哇，这个世界自由啊，人权啊。
We believe that we have human rights and we have freedom.
哇，像加拿大很自由啊。
For example, Canada is a country with a lot of freedom.
同性恋合法。
And they have legalized homosexuality.
毒品合法。
And they have legalized drugs.
这个安乐死合法。
And they have legalized euthanizing.
那大家都觉得说，哎呦，这个很好啊，人权很自由啊，开放一点啊。
And some people believe that this is very good because you have your own free will.
慢慢的想法就跟世界一样。
And slowly, your thoughts will become like one that is of this world.
他不知道圣经的道理。
And you will slowly not to know the truth in the Bible.
所以有的，主耶稣会更加给他，让你更坚固。
So if you have it, then God will give you more, so you are more sturdy.
你没有的，没有好好保守住了，就失去了。
And if you do not hold on to this truth, then you will start to lose it.
所以真的是值得提醒我们自己。
So this is a very good reminder for all of us.
好，那第二方面呢？这个在有的还要加给他是指什么？
So what else does it mean that the more that if you have it, more will be given to you?
我们来看路加福音的第19章。
Let us turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19.
路加福音的19章的26节。
Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, verse 26.
路加19章26节。
Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, verse 26. 26. For I say to you that to everyone who has will be given, and from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him.
哇, 主耶稣在这里又把这句话讲了一次。
And here our Lord Jesus once repeats this phrase.
但是呢, 是在不同的情况之下讲的。
But he is saying this under different circumstances.
刚刚这第一次讲的时候是关于讲了撒种的比喻，要这个听神的真理了，这个背景来讲。
And so the first time that our Lord Jesus said this, he was referring to the parable of the sower, and it is regarding the truth.
那现在呢，是在主耶稣讲了有关于三个仆人领受了主人的钱的这个比喻之后讲的。
And so here, our Lord Jesus is saying this phrase in terms of the parable of the minas.
这跟马太福音的领五千、两千、一千那个比喻是有点类似，25章。
And this is very similar to Matthew chapter 25, where the servants take one talent, two talents, and five talents.
这是讲恩赐啊。
But that is referring your talent.
通常我们讲那一段的时候呢，比较用25章马太来讲。
And usually when we talk about this, we use Matthew chapter 25 to talk about it.
那我们就会说了，有人领五千，有人领两千，有人领一千。
And we say that some get one talent, another get two talents, and some get five talents.
好，那每个人都要拿出这个东西给主人叫账啊。And
everybody must give up what they have done to their master.
那路加福音这个比喻呢，也讲差不多的东西。
But in Luke chapter 19, it is talking about something very similar.
但是呢，这个比喻里面呢，三个仆人所领受的其实是一样。
But here, the servants earn the same amount.
好，我们来看呢，路加的第十九章啊。Let
us look at Luke chapter 19.
好，我们来看第十一节跟第十二节。Let
us look at verse 11 to 12. Verse 11. Now, as they heard these things, he spoke another parable because he was near Jerusalem, and because they thought the kingdom of God would appear immediately. 12. Therefore, he said, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return.
讲这个比喻的背景啊，就是有人来问主耶稣啊。
So the background of this parable is that somebody came to ask Jesus.
因为有人觉得主耶稣的国快来了。
Because some thought that the kingdom of God would appear.
因为觉得主耶稣应该快把他的地上的神的国建立起来了。Because
some thought that our Lord Jesus would establish his kingdom here on earth.
但其实主耶稣讲这个比喻的意思就是没有那么快了，神的国没有那么快了。But
when our Lord Jesus is saying this parable, he's telling them that the kingdom of God is not to come that quickly.
为什么?
And why is this?
因为有一段时间呢。
That is because there is a time.
就另设一个比喻，第十二节。
And so that is why he started a parable in verse 12. In verse 12, therefore he said, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return.
13节.
Verse 13, so he called 10 of his servants, delivered to them 10 minas, and said to them, do business till I come.
这里是说十个仆人，一人交给他一个mina啊，一个一锭银子。
And so here it says that to each servant he delivered them 10 minas.
好，那叫他们去做生意。And
he told them to go do business.
好，那到最后呢，过了一段很长的时间之后，主人要回来看他们赚了多少钱。And
afterwards, the master is to come back to see how much money they have earned.
啊，那我也查过这个资料，到底一锭银子大概多少钱？So
I looked and researched to see how much is one minas.
啊，一锭银子大概就是100天的工资，当时的农业工人呢，100天的工资。
And so what I found out was that one minas is equal to 100 days of a farmer's work.
那如果以加拿大请那些墨西哥来的劳工啊，来加拿大去采蓝莓啊，那个也要最低工资啊，14块2毛半啊。
And so for if you earn minimum wage for picking blueberries, then you would earn $14.50.
那机票不算啊，他们如果一天应该也可以赚100多块。
And so if you don't calculate in their airfare, then in one day they'll earn about $100.
100天呢，差不多10,000块多一点点。And
in 100 days, it would be about 100,000.
10,000. 那10,000块多不多？你说少也不少，多也不多。
And if you is 10,000 a lot, it's kind of a lot, and it's also kind of quite little.
但是主人就一人一百个一个mina，就是一锭银子的，就给他们了。
But for the master, he gave them 10 minas.
好了，那叫了，到最后就要来交账了。
And afterwards, they are to deliver up what they did.
因为主人只问他们, 到底我给你这个本金, 你赚了多少回来?
And so the master wanted to know how much they have earned back from what was given.
好,
16节, and in verse 16, verse 16, then came the first saying, Master, your mina has earned 10 minas.
好, 第一个呢, 一锭银子, 又赚了一锭,
and so the first
我要赚了十锭,
and for the first one, he has from one mina, he has earned 10 minas.
哇, 这个仆人啊, 非常会赚, 非常用功, 我们知道本金一锭赚了十锭, 代表他 很拼啊,
and so we know from 1 to 10, this servant has worked very hard.
还有他应该是做对生意的,这个生意是赚钱的。
And we know that he is in the correct business where he is gaining money.
然后呢, 他也很努力, 不然呢, 短那个时间之内也赚不到那么多。
And we know that he's working very hard, otherwise he wouldn't earn so much in a short amount of time.
第17节,
verse 17. And he said to them, Well done, good servant, because you were faithful in a very little, have authority over 10 cities.
主人就说了, 你那么会赚, 你那么善良, 你那么忠心, 就给你管十座城。
So the master said, Because you have done well and you are very faithful, I will give you 10 cities.
啊, 第二个叫过来了, 赚了五锭。
And the second one came and he earned 5 minas.
啊, 主人也很高兴, 那, 给你五座城去管。
And the master was also very happy, and he said, "You will be over 5 cities."
好了, 第三个来了,
and the third one came.
哇, 这个仆人啊, 很会讲话,
and this servant was very good at speaking.
啊, 我们看20节,
let us look at verse 20.
啊, 20节,
verse 20. Then another came saying, "Master, here is your mina, which I have kept put away in a handkerchief."
哇, 他很会讲话, 你看, 我帮你保护得很好啊, 还用那个, 不晓得哪里, 拿一条这个手帕出来, 啊, 包得很漂亮。 这个可能是很漂亮的手帕。
And in verse 20, he has taken up a very beautiful handkerchief.
他看啊, 你的一定在这边呢。
And he says, Look, master, here is your mina.
我帮你保存住。
And I have put it away.
哦, 多会讲话啊, 我帮你保存的多好啊。
And he was very eloquent, and he said, I have put it away in a safe place.
然后21节他又讲话呢。
And in verse 21, he continues.
我很怕你啊, 我怕你啊, 这个没有要的就要, 没有放下的都要拿回去。
And in verse 21, he says, because you collect what you did not deposit.
啊, 没有种下的要去收啊。
And he reaped what you did not sow.
这我觉得你很无理啊。
So you are an austere man.
Unreasonable.
An unreasonable man.
所以为了要我这个还不丢掉的话, 我保存得很好, 现在把它交回给你。
So because you are unreasonable, I have kept this for you so that I can return this one mina back to you.
好, 当然故事的结果我们都知道了, 这个主人大大的生气。
And of course, we already know the ending of the story, which is that the master was greatly angered.
把那个一定的这个钱抢过来。
And he took the one mina away.
啊, 就把它给那个有十定的。
And he gave it to the one who had 10 minas.
好,这个时候大家就有问题了,25节。
So in verse 25, he says, But they said to him, Master, he has 10 minas.
我想我们都会讲这样子啊, 会跟主耶稣讲, 这个不公平啊, 那个也有十个那么多了, 这个才一个,你就算了嘛, 让他拿一个嘛。
And many times we will say, this is very unfair because the other person already has 10 minas. We should just let this person keep the one mina.
甚至可能有一些人会说, 你那个十个那个多,他的一个没赚钱啊,可能本钱不够了,你那个分一半给他。
Or some may say that he did not earn much, so you should split your 10 minas with him.
但是主耶稣不实行社会主义的,他不会说,哦,大家平分了,大过分了。
But our Lord Jesus does not listen to what the society says, and he doesn't want to make it shared.
不是socialism啊。
It's not socialism.
啊,把他,你那么多,你分给他,主耶稣首领上面不是做这个事。
So our Lord Jesus, spiritually, he will not do this.
他反而把那个没有的拿回来。
But for those who did not have, our Lord Jesus took it back.
因为你拿那个浪费啊, 你根本没有在做事啊。
Because you are wasting it and you have not done anything.
机会给你了。
You were given the opportunity.
金钱资本给你了。
And the money was already given to you.
时间给你了。
And the time was given to you.
请问你做了什么?
So what have you done with it?
一点效果都没有。
You did not have any profit.
你根本就浪费我的时间, 浪费我给你的机会。
You are wasting your opportunity and wasting your time.
到最后, 你剩下一点点, 都拿走。
So after, whatever you have left will be taken away.
其实那个不少啊。 我们刚刚讲过有一万，今天来说是一万多块。
And of course, we already said this was $10,000 today, so it's not a small amount.
有些人很会做生意啊，你不用开什么店面了。我知道有一些人哦，哇，做网购、做团购啊、做邮购，买去买货啊，寄过去哪里，大家分。哎，这些小本生意啊，不用店面也赚钱。
And we know that some people are very good at doing business where they don't need a storefront, but they are to buy a lot of things and to sell it out to other people.
只要你有头脑，愿意努力。哪里都赚钱的机会。
As long as you have the mindset and you are willing to work, then it is very easy to earn money.
但是这个比喻的重点不是教你怎么赚钱。
But the purpose of this parable is not to teach you how to make money.
当然是可以用在赚钱上面，但是重点不在赚钱。
And of course, you can apply it to earning money, but this is not the main point.
这个一锭银子是指的什么？
So what does this one and ten minas mean?
主耶稣给你的生命啊。
It is the life that our Lord Jesus has given to you.
主耶稣给你这份信仰。
It is the faith that our Lord Jesus has given to you.
主耶稣给你那么多恩师。
And it is the gift that our Lord Jesus gave you.
我们又信了主了，又活着，主耶稣给我们恩师。
And our Lord Jesus has given us this gift so that we are able to live.
请问你是哪一种仆人？
Let me ask you, what type of servant are you?
你是不是那种说，哦，我就等着坐在今天我也不用。拿什么出来？我也不用努力，我就等进天国。
Are you the type of servant that thinks that you don't have to do anything and you are just waiting to enter the kingdom of heaven?
有人是存这种想法。
And some people do this.
不用努力的。
They feel that they don't have to work hard.
我已经可以了。
Because they are able to get in.
我在保守住我一定就好了。
As long as I hold on to my one minas.
圣经主耶稣不觉得这个不满足了。
But according to the Bible, our Lord Jesus does not believe that this is enough.
你不只是说哦，我自己得救就可以了。
You cannot just say I myself will be saved.
或者我不犯罪就好了。
Or if I do not sin, then that's okay.
我来聚会就好了。
If I come to church, that is okay.
这种心态就是那个领一最后那个被骂的仆人的心态。
And if you have this type of mentality, then you are just like the third servant who was rebuked.
有时候我们看到那些新受洗的，或是还在慕道的。
Many times we look at the newly baptized and those who are still truth seeking.
有时候我们老信徒看得很惭愧。
And for older for long-term members, we often look at them.
人家刚信或者还没受洗，都一个一个慕道者，一个一个带。我们信了几十年都没有带一个人来。
And we see that those who are still truth seeking or new members, they often bring many, many to come to believe, but you yourself have not brought any.
人家刚受洗或者还没信主，都敢去做见证。
And for those who are still truth seeking or just newly baptized, they are very willing to go to testify for our Lord Jesus.
在坐巴士的时候又讲啊，买菜的时候又讲哦，我们那个老信徒都不敢讲。
And they are often very willing to preach on the bus or when they go out to buy groceries. But for us, long-term members, we do not dare to speak.
人家可能一定涨了好几锭出来，我们这个一锭还是一锭。
And many of them have already gotten over 10 minas, but for us, we are still just holding on to our one mina.
所以有时候啊，没有的一定都拿回来。
So many times, if you do not have, then your one mina will be taken away.
所以我们要想想第16页里面所讲的，我们用什么态度人家预备主耶稣的再来啊。
So what type of mentality and attitude do we have to prepare for the arrival of our Lord Jesus?
这里分享一点哦，我们要用。如果大家能够用赚钱的态度能够来对信仰，那就不错了。
And if we are going to use the same mentality and for when we earn money and apply it to our faith.
这是主耶稣讲的，用个比喻，用赚钱的态度来对信仰。
If we are going to use the mentality that we have when we want to earn money and apply it to our faith.
什么叫赚钱的态度？
And what does it mean to use the mentality of earning money?
赚钱很重要，一通电话来，再忙你都要接啊。
And earning money is so important that even it doesn't matter how busy you are, if a phone call comes, you are going to pick it up.
再累你都要去啊。
It doesn't matter how tired you are, you will go.
只要有机会，我都要试试看啊。
If there is an opportunity, you are willing to try.
虽然赚的少，我量大了，我也可以啊。
And it doesn't matter how much you earn, but you're okay with it.
用这种心态做真功。
You have to use this type of attitude to do holy work.
我做一点小事情没关系，累积起来在神那边就很多了。
If you do every little small work and you add it all together in front of our Lord Jesus, it is a lot.
我不用做大工，我扫个树叶，我倒个垃圾，我怎么样？我能够做一点点，累积起来就是钱啊，就是恩典啊。
You don't need to do great holy work, but you can just go and rake some leaves or take out the garbage, but you add it all together, and that is very great in the eyes of God.
我每天向一个人做见证。
And every day you will testify to another person.
每天读一节圣经，读一章圣经。
And every day you will read another passage in the Bible.
用赚钱的心态去追求信仰。
Because you have to use the mentality of making money and apply it to your faith.
哇，这个就是主耶稣要我们去想一想。
So this is what our Lord Jesus wants us to think about.
有一些人赚钱很积极啊，信仰不积极。
Some people are very fervent when it comes to making money, but they're not fervent in their faith.
你世界的钱赚再多也带不走。
So regardless of how much money you make, you are unable to bring it away from this world.
信仰是要努力的呢。
And you have to work for your faith.
所以有一些人是什么？
So what do some people do?
最后我要跟大家讲讲，有三种人。
There are three types of people.
到最后有一种人是轰轰呼呼的得救，轰轰呼呼的很 abundantly saved.
And there are three different types of people. And the first type is that they are saved abundantly.
这是彼得后书一章十一节所说的，轰轰呼呼进入神的恩典当中。
And that is what it says in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 11 is that they are saved very abundantly.
因为他信心很富足。
Because they are very strong and prosperous in their faith.
也为主耶稣做了很多工。
And they have done a lot of work for our Lord Jesus.
为主耶稣做见证。
And they have preached and testified for our Lord Jesus.
这种人是轰轰呼呼进入恩典当中。
So these people are saved with great abundance.
但是第二种人是仅仅得救。
But there is a second type where they are just barely saved.
啊，彼得前书四章十八节所说的。
It is in 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 18.
刚刚好，好像低空飞过。差一点点不能的了，主耶稣怜悯。哎呀，好了，算了，给了，给他了。
And they are these people that just barely make it, so the Lord Jesus allows them to go in.
啊，仅仅得救。
And they are very close.
第三种人。
And there's a third type of person.
自以为已经得救。
They already believe that they are saved.
这是最后被弃绝。
But in the end, they are rejected.
我们是哪一种？
So which type are we?
有的要嫁给他。
For what if you have, more will be given to you.
没有的。连他所有的都要拿走。
And if you do not have, what you have will be taken.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
323首。
323.